Our first item of, oh, our, on the other, old business, rather, our first item of old business is conditional use, number 2285, Ashley D. Michelle.
Mr. Chairman, it is with a heavy heart that I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2285 for Ashley D. Michelle for a tourist home based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant requesting a conditional use to operate a tourist home using an RV camper on her property as the home. Based upon the record, it is intended to be rented on a short-term basis through the services such as Airbnb or VRBO, or Vrbo, sorry. Two, the RV camper is not on a fixed foundation. It does not have permanent utility connections. Instead, the record indicates that water service is via a hose connection and wastewater is held in a tank within the RV camper that is emptied on an as-needed basis. Three, the use of an RV camper cannot be considered a dwelling under the applicable codes, including the county building code. Although the use was informally referred to as a tiny home, at times it cannot be considered a home because it is not habitable as a dwelling under our applicable codes. Four, this use is essentially a one camper campground. There are specific requirements in the Sussex County Zoning Code for campgrounds, and these apply whether the request is for one or 100 campsites. All campsites within Sussex County must comply with these requirements. Five, Section 115 through 172H of the Sussex County Zoning Code regulates the use of mobile campers, tents, camp trailers, touring vans, and the like, and several of the placement requirements for these campsites are not satisfied with this application. Six, Section 115 to 172H requires access to the campsite to be via an easement that has a width of at least 50 feet. This section also requires all interior drive easements to have paving that is 24 feet wide within a 30-foot right-of-way. That requirement is not satisfied here. Seven, Section 115 to 172H requires each campsite to be at least 400 feet from any existing dwelling on property or other ownership. This RV camper and campsite is not 400 feet from dwellings of other ownership on Mercury Lane. This requirement is not satisfied. Eight, Section 115 through 172H requires every campsite to have an area of at least 2,000 square feet and a width of not less than 40 feet. It also requires campsites to have a landscape space that is at least 50 feet wide along all boundaries that is free of buildings and streets. These requirements are not satisfied here. And nine, even though this is just one campsite with one RV camper, it is held to the same requirements as larger campgrounds. Since it does not meet those standards and since it cannot be considered a dwelling, since it is undersized, does not have proper utility connections, and does not have a foundation, the application should be denied. 10, while this application was for an RV camper to be used for short-term vacation rentals and not for housing, it provides a good opportunity to start the larger conversation of how the county should address tiny homes in the future. Tiny homes can provide an affordable housing option for residents of Sussex County with the proper standards in place governing them. I would recommend that County Council look at ways to regulate and permit tiny homes as dwellings. That is my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2285, Ashley D. Michelle, for the reasons and with the comments stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carried. Motion carries 4-1. Our next item is a conditional use number 2287, Danielle Roach.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2287 for Danielle Roach for a conditional use to allow a small craft business but without outdoor storage based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks this conditional use so that she and her husband can continue to operate their small home business, converting wood barrels into furniture and other household type uses. Two, based on testimony given during the hearing, this is very nearly a home occupation. It could possibly be considered a home occupation under the Sussex County Zoning Code, if not for the outside storage of the barrels that is proposed. The location, three, the location within an existing but older subdivision, it does not appear that there are any restrictive covenants that would prohibit the small business use in this location. However, the commission is reluctant to establish conditional uses to operate a business in an otherwise redirected subdivision. As a result, it is appropriate to include limitations on this recommendation. For the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways. 5, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 6, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the applicant's intended use of converting used wooden barrels into household furnishings and other similar items. No other types of manufacturing shall occur on the site. 2, no retail sales shall occur from the site. C, the barrels and the other materials used in this business shall be only stored inside of a structure on the site. Any new structures must comply with all setbacks and their location must be shown on the final site plan. D, all work associated with this use shall occur indoors. E, because this use is located in a residential subdivision and because no retail sales are permitted from the site, there shall not be any signage advertising the business on the site. E, failure to comply with any of these conditions may result in a termination of this conditional use. F, the final plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2287, Danielle Roach, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1951, Shiloh Investments, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1951 for Shiloh Investments, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning, based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. 1, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. 2, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1, but it is in the Cool Spring area along Route 9 where other commercial zonings and commercial uses exist. It is surrounded on both sides by commercially zoned property and is next to the future extension of the Lewis to Georgetown rail path. This is an appropriate location for the C2 zoning. 3, C2 zoning at this location along Route 9 will benefit nearby residences of Sussex County by providing a commercial location for local shopping and similar uses without having to travel to Lewis, Milton, Long Neck, or Georgetown. 4, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. 5, the Sussex County land use plan and future land use map support this location for C2 zoning. 6, it is anticipated the site will have central water and sewer service. 7, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 8, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And 9, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
We move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1951, Shiloh Investments, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change of zone number 1952 for Samantha Broadhurst for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. While this property is located along Route 113, the applicant has stated that the only intended use of the property at this time is to construct an off-premises billboard type sign. This is not an appropriate reason to rezone this property to C2 zoning. 2, the applicant has sought to rezone the entire 22.60-acre property to C2, even though the intended use for the off-premises billboard-style signs would only be needed along the immediate frontage along Route 113. There is no basis for rezoning the entire 22.60-acre parcel to C2 zoning. Three, the property is surrounded by properties that are zoned AR1, and much of this adjacent land is protected under the ownership of the state of Delaware. This is not an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Four, although the applicant has stated that the intended use is to allow billboards to be constructed on the site, any of the permitted uses allowed in the C2 zone could occur on this large parcel of property. These potential uses are not compatible with the undeveloped and protected lands that surround this 22.60-acre property. Five, it does not appear in the record that the property will be served by central water and sewer to support the potential uses allowed under the C2 zoning that is being sought by this applicant. Six, the proposed rezoning for the sole purpose of constructing a billboard does not promote the health, safety, welfare, and orderly growth of Sussex County. And seven, for all these reasons, it is recommendation that this rezoning should be denied.
Second.
The move and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried. A motion carries 4-1. Our next item is subdivision 2022-01, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I make a request to defer on this. Does anybody have any questions or anything else they want to discuss on this? But I just don't have any ready. So make a motion to defer.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-01, Henlopen Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1967, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer for the change of zone 1967, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1967, Henlopen Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1968, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer on the change of zone 1968, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1968, Henlopen Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is of conditional use number 2334, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer for further consideration on conditional use 2334, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2334, Henlopen Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.